This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com have got the complete coverage, including our reporters on a kayak in the middle of what is now the Gulf of Houston. I think DrudgeReport.com gets it right, coining the term the Gulf of Houston. Some areas will be uninhabitable for a long period of time, state of Texas is now saying. You can see on screen of your TV viewer, footage shot by Michael Zimmerman and more crew that he's recruited. He's got family down in Houston, and I wouldn't actually send reporters into this, so he volunteered on his own and went down there. Owen Schroer was also down there for several days. 15 trillion gallons. And here's the bad news. After 15 trillion gallons dumped on Houston in the last 3 days, the storm has run back out into the Gulf of Mexico and is set to turn back in tomorrow and hit the city again. So again, ladies and gentlemen, after coming in and hitting Rockport, going up the coast, it's gone out to sea and is going to be coming back in to Houston. Unspeakable situation. Undoubtedly the storm of the century. They're saying that Texas has never, in about 150 years of accurate recording, since the University of Texas started doing it, Texas has never seen rainfall totals this high. 50 inches on average over the Houston area and many areas of East Texas. Many parts of Houston are 20 feet or more below water. Some will argue, like they did with New Orleans, why did you build a mega city down there where things flood? Because that's where the rivers are, it's where the state lines are, it's where the ocean is, it's where commerce is. The whole world's a dangerous place. The tectonic plates and earthquakes and tornadoes. It's just part of life, ladies and gentlemen, that this is an ever-changing, dangerous world. Anybody that tries to tell you they can cut out any type of danger in your life is trying to basically turn you into a prisoner. Speaking of prisoner, I've had several members of parliament on from the UK over the years, and both of them that I had on were liberals. But they said that what's happening is the Muslims particularly, but also some Eastern European immigrants, don't get regular jobs. They become social workers or they become foster parents. And that it's mainly Muslims and that they actually warehouse the children. And it's come out in the news. Children warned of this years ago. No one believed them. In some towns, over 5,000 young girls have been kidnapped and raped, and many times in the hands of the foster services. There's a story out of the Times of London that absolutely makes me, let's just say, extremely angry. Muslim foster carers told Christian girl 5 that Christmas and Easter are stupid, European women are alcoholics, and this is just the whitewash, and took her cross away and basically told her she's a Muslim now. She was given to people that don't speak English and wear full burqas, and she cries in bags, and the foster services say it's good to learn other cultures. This will teach you not to be a Christian. Here's the headline, Times of London. Christian child forced into Muslim foster care. I'm not laughing at the child. I'm laughing at political correctness. It is designed to destroy the West and Christianity, period. You are under attack if you are a Christian, period. And they're now beginning through Amazon and other big networks to ban Christians from commerce. Lawsuits have been filed by the D. James Kennedy Center, Family Research Council, and others. This is really happening. The mark of the beast is here.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The city of Houston is now the Gulf of Houston. There are many areas under more than 20 feet of water. The devastating record monster demon storm, Hurricane Harvey, has now basically broken up. Part of it's gone back out to sea, and they're saying it may reconstitute by tomorrow and come slamming back into Houston, as well as East Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, right as President Trump is set to travel to Texas to survey the damage and give federal support. Why is this different, though? Why is even local news having to admit that this time the response is the best they've ever seen to a hurricane? It's because Trump ordered FEMA to stay out of the way of the state, the counties, the locals, the individual citizens, and to let the state direct the crisis, and to have the feds then be directed by the locals that know where everything is. The reason Katrina was so incredibly horrible was because they ordered a stand down for 3 days And FEMA said, we're in charge. And remember, went in and cut the police communications radio tower on day two because the police were not following orders. And we're doing things like trying to go to nursing homes to, quote, save their own mamas. Remember when the sheriff broke down because his mama died? He followed the orders, didn't go for 3 days. She died. Remember that on CBS News? So Trump did a great job on this. And I'm not trying to just defend the president. Look at the difference between Bush and saying, great job, Brownie, some guy that owned Arabian horses. So Bush's Islamic donors said, put him in charge. Here's Governor Abbott talking about the federal support.
What can you tell us about President Trump's personal engagement in this problem and in managing the response to it?
It's been extremely professional, very helpful. He called and said, Governor, whatever you need, you've got. And this is the quickest turnaround I've ever seen from the time that a governor made a disaster declaration to getting that granted. What that means for the layperson out there is because the president so swiftly granted my application for a disaster declaration, it means it triggered all the resources of FEMA to help Texas. And what you will see over the coming weeks and months is a tremendous rebuilding from all this damage, and a large part of that will be because of FEMA helping out. And so we are very appreciative of the way the president and the White House has responded to this catastrophe.
And it is a catastrophe. There's 10 million people in the city of Houston now. I'm going to tell the White House something right now. I'm going to tell all of our listeners something right now. That is absolutely of the maximum level of criticalness. And if everyone just listens to me, you're going to realize this is common sense, hiding in plain view, but that we have to go against our own libertarian, conservative, Christian nature on this. We're not like the leftists that turn everything around against their enemies and lie continually. And we're not the types, even when Antifa beats, kills, attacks folks, even complain about it. But we have to start putting the blame on them. I know we're the type of folks that are just going to focus on getting things fixed here in Texas. And that's important, and that's the main mission. But the Democrat mayor of Houston that absolutely openly hates Trump publicly said, oh, this is a bunch of hype last week for Trump. We're not going to declare an emergency. It's going to miss us because they knew Trump was going to respond hardcore like he did during the campaign. He's not stupid. Plus, he really cares. That's what he's all about. And they knew that all this was coming. And so they just wanted to play along with the imaginary fact that everything was going to be okay, hoping that it would be a worse emergency even if it did hit because people wouldn't have evacuated and somehow that would blow back on Trump. You know how the Democrats operate. You know the memos that have come out about not letting a good crisis go to waste. You know they confer with their major governors and their major mayors, and that Houston's one of the top Democrat mayors and pretty much a Democrat city now. They are turning areas of the state blue. And so you know that last week they got warned on Thursday by Abbott and said, you better do mandatory evacuation. And the governor left the city officials alone to, have their authority, even though he could have overridden it. Maybe he should have. But then if the storm wouldn't hit the city, they'd be, oh, you're fascistic, ordering people to leave. So everybody's trying to balance this here on not letting the Democrats score giant political points. Because you better believe they want this to be the Waterloo, pun intended, of Donald John Trump. I mean, they've got the big central banks out trying to plunge the stock market. They've raised interest rates four times trying to kill this recovery. They're doing everything they can. And now Democrats themselves in the city are pissed. They're saying, why didn't you tell people to evacuate? Why didn't you trigger? Because the county and city is supposed to do that. The evacuation call to the governor, and then the signs all turn on, and then everybody's supposed to get out of there. Because that's how this works. Nobody wants some centralized power over them. FEMA's not supposed to just come in, push the governor, push the mayor, push the county, push the state police, push the local police, and the sheriff's departments around. They did that in Katrina. Hard to believe that was so long ago. But by the time Abbott called for that, they were already Humvees and trucks and deuce and a half and emergency command centers and trailers to house people rolling in. Our crew has been driving all over the state of Texas this weekend, and they have seen just the roads choked with FEMA emergency vehicles that are stockpiled up between Dallas and Fort Worth. You drive up I-35, you take the branch up towards Fort Worth, and you will just look out to your left and look out to your right, and you see tens of thousands of trailers and emergency vehicles and things for a major hurricane hitting Houston. And that is indeed what's happened, and it's now instantly going into motion down there. It's not that government's perfect. It's not everything's going to go absolutely, you know, like angels are running this, but you're seeing night and day response from George W. Bush. Now, when you talk about Obama and hurricane responses, non-existent. Because why does he have to? He's a Democrat. He's got the media on his side. The cold-bloodedness of these people. Just like they wanted Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bankrupted. Remember all that? Because they didn't want the public being homeowners. They want you to be renters. That all came out in the lawsuits and documents. The feds have lost lawsuits over this. Sickening it is that Obama is absolutely, totally, and completely out to get the average person. It's simply amazing to witness that. Now, I've got other news here that is just so over the top, but I'm going to get to it at the bottom of the hour. Owen Schroyer, who was down there with some of the crew for 2 days as it hit, he's going to be in studio next hour. In the third hour, if he's able to get to higher ground and get on the broadcast, let him know, Michael Zimmerman and crew, that if they need to stay out there on the boat saving people, or they're getting powerful footage of, you know, alligators in people's swimming pools or whatever, or in their backyards or on top of their roofs, that he can stay out there. He can always come on the fourth hour, come on after he gets all the key intel. But again, we have a lot of exclusive video, a lot of exclusive articles, a lot of exclusive photos being posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. We have massive news also coming up dealing with the indictments. Now the Attorney General is doing his job and not being intimidated. Mueller subpoenas Podesta Group as firm, retroactively files more pro-Russia disclosures. So Mueller, trying to look like he's being fair, is ferreting into all the incredible Russia connections that the Clintons have, because there are none with Trump. That's up on newswars.com right now. Coming up, it's on. Christian Group sues SPLC and Amazon over hate group designation. If you want to bring the globalists down, and I'll cover this later in the hour, this is the way to do it, because here's the deal. We're not talking about just a lawsuit like the ACLU is doing because the president is banning trans people from the military. That has no standing. It's going to get shot down, regardless of what you think about it. This is completely different because Amazon, under an SPLC directive, just like SPLC now runs Google's systems blocking us in many cases, they're on the board in your data in the Google interfaces. The SPLC, the famous folks that ran the Elohim City Nazi compound and more. I mean, these are really bad people that pose the civil rights organization. They're putting mainline Christian groups in databases where they can then not engage in commerce, not have an area to sell their books on Amazon, not be part of the Amazon platform where you go to an area to find charities. They're saying you're just not allowed access to a thing that is a monopoly that's even killing Main Street. It's killing Walmart. It's so tyrannical. And now it's expanding its monopoly. And they're telling Christians, you don't have a platform here. Christians are forced to sue because this is spreading and this database is being used everywhere to put mainline Christian groups right next to Nazis. So you take the Nazis' right to have free speech, now it's everybody. So that's why I've said we're forced to sue, because the same stuff's happening to us. I'm not litigious, and I've been talking to a lot of top lawyers, and they say these are all very strong cases we have. In fact, they're open and shut. The Supreme Court, as they point out in this article, has already ruled that what Amazon is doing is illegal. What the SPLC is doing is classic hardcore authoritarianism like the Nazis did in the 30s, first saying Jews couldn't have businesses. And this is what you do. You first shut somebody off economically before you come after them completely. This is hardcore bare knuckles attacks. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with the latest on Hurricane Harvey and the Gulf of Houston.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Either with the Republic or against it. From the the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've got a problem from Hurricane Harvey, and that's that the city of Austin, normally 2 million people, is like 2.5 million, and the traffic now is almost round the clock, worse than it's ever been. But thank God I've only got that problem with some of the Aquarian refugees from the flooded megacity that is Houston, named after the man that the Comanche and Cherokee Indians called the Raven, Sam Houston. Here's the big news. 15 trillion gallons dumped on Houston, many areas 20 feet underwater. And then I look at the despicable, dirtbag, evil nature of the Democratic Party leadership and how they take every crisis they can and make it as bad as they can to then blame Republicans or try to bankrupt different Republican or Libertarian or Christian states. It is truly sickening. Remember Obama with the fires that raged for months a few years ago? Wouldn't send emergency aid to Texas from FEMA for months? Remember when we got hit by other hurricanes and Obama wouldn't declare an emergency? Period. And the media wouldn't say a word. That is how cold-blooded these people are. But when Democrat areas got hit, Bush sent FEMA. The problem was he'd order everybody else not to come and help. Like the Cajun Navy, we see the police working with. Arte Savannah doing a pretty good job down in Houston right now. I'd say doing a great job with the police, battling some of the looters and saving thousands and thousands of people every hour who were told, don't evacuate by the city's mayor. Because, A, I guess he was hoping just the hurricane wouldn't hit Houston, even though it was scheduled to, and the forecaster said it was probably going to be the storm of all storms. And even 4 or 5 inches of rain, Houston will flood. Or is it because they wanted it to be the biggest disaster possible, hoping they could blame Trump, which they started doing Friday afternoon before the hurricane even hit Rockport, and hours before it hit Houston, they were already saying Trump hasn't responded. He hasn't done a good enough job, knowing that you don't know, the average Democrat doesn't know, that the federal law and state law shows the governor has to request them in. And the minute they did, those trucks were already running and ready at the FEMA Center in North Texas outside Fort Worth and were already rolling out within 1 minute of the governor sending that letter digitally to the president. Within 1 minute, it's being reported, Trump was waiting. Boom, got it, executed, made the phone call, trucks rolling. And it's all his fault. Ladies and gentlemen, it's even in the Associated Press that the mayor of the New Atlantis, Houston, that the mayor ordered a stand down. How sensational is that? Democrat mayor, why? Here's the question. Why did the Democrat mayor of Houston order a stand down? Because that's what it is to say we're not in an emergency and you don't even need to have an evacuation advisory. He didn't even have an evacuation advisory. He said, why would we do that? There's no point. You've just got a Category 2 at the time, became a Category 3 megastorm, full of water, coming right at one of the biggest cities in the United States that's on low ground, and you decide to not even put people on alert. But, folks, they put people on alert usually for tropical storms. Trump meets and tweets as Texas governor praises Harvey response. Hurricane Harvey will render some parts of Texas uninhabitable for an extended period of time. That's on InfoWars.com. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Texas governor, major split over whether Houston needed evacuations. A split between Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner over whether the metropolis should have been evacuated is raising questions about officials' response to damaging floodwaters as a catastrophe continues to engulf the region. Mr. Turner, a Democrat, and other local officials urge residents to stay in their homes. Did you hear that? And Governor Abbott said, get the hell out of there. And you know what the Democrats said? We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And we're going to blame Trump. KKK, go away. Come back another day. I'm not kidding. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. Mr. Turner, a Democrat, and other local officials urge residents to stay in their homes as Hurricane Harvey which has since downgraded a tropical storm, approached Houston on Friday. But Governor Abbott and Republicans suggested otherwise, saying, get out. But the Democrats don't listen to their enemy. That's why all over Twitter and Facebook, Democrats are celebrating the hurricane, saying, kill them rednecks, wipe them out. Yeah, so stupid they don't know more than half the state in many areas is Democrat. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It all started on Friday at around 7 p.m. Again, it all started last Friday at around 7 p.m. when Hurricane Harvey slammed in to the Texas coast around Corpus Christi and Rockport, and then made its way north into Houston, where 3-plus days later, it's still sitting there, dumping a record amount of water on the city. Meteorologists were very conclusive in their analysis and concurred with one another that there needed to be a citywide evacuation. The governor and state emergency management officials begged the mayor and Democrat city council to issue the emergency warning to evacuate. And the Democrat officials, according to the Houston Chronicle and the Associated Press and the Wall Street Journal, thumbed their noses at them, even though this was routine, even for a tropical storm, much less a Category 3 when it made landfall. Now, it's being called one of the worst disasters in U.S. history, monetarily, and the death toll is beginning to mount. Images of people swimming inside nursing homes, people fishing inside their homes, alligators on people's front porches, literally going door to door, trying to find high ground. And here's the story out of the Wall Street Journal. Incredible that the mayor ordered a stand down. That's what that is. The governor says, under the Constitution, under law, you need to go ahead and declare it. We're looking at declaring it. Should we make it mandatory? Should we put out an advisory? The Democrats said, we don't want anything. Not even an advisory. Not a mandatory, but an advisory. And that's following the Constitution. You saw Bush really screw up Katrina because he ordered FEMA to take full control. The locals knew where the people were. The locals knew how to get in and save folks. FEMA just secured the city like it was a military encampment, and then the mass carnage then ensued, and it also enabled the looting. But that was a better response than Obama. He would just ignore hurricanes, not even show up at them. But now with Trump on the campaign trail last year, during the hurricane season, last fall, and again, this time, massive response the minute Abbott requested it. But you got to ask yourself, why did the Democrat mayor of Houston order a stand down? Is it complete ineptness? Is it absolute low IQ? Is it arrogance? Total negligence? Or is it such a culture of hate where Democratic constituents go out and shoot congressmen at baseball games and shoot their neighbor that moves in because they're a Republican city council member and then the news doesn't even report on it? Where all the other attacks on conservatives are white people being stabbed because they have short haircuts and must be Nazis? Is it because there's such hysteria like we've seen on Twitter, like we covered over the weekend, where there's thousands of tweets saying, kill Texas, hope God erases with a flood all those rednecks, hope Houston goes into the sea? But I guess in fairness, we've made the joke, hopefully California falls off in the ocean. And what if it ever happens? I don't hope California falls off in the ocean. Even if it was all Democrats, I wouldn't hope that. But there's the ignorance of people actually cheering when the hurricane hits and the people are getting drowned, they're getting killed. They're cheering while it's happening. You know people wouldn't joke around if California actually fell off in the ocean and killed 30-something million people. Why, you know folks wouldn't be saying, yeah, great, California fell off. But see, careful what you joke about. I don't think I'm ever going to make that joke again. I didn't originate the joke, but I think we've all made the joke, haven't we, that California is so screwed up. But it's a beautiful state, a lot of great people, a very diverse crowd of folks. And they're going to wake up one day to their brainwashing. And so I pray there isn't ever a mega earthquake and that pieces or parts or all of California doesn't fall off in the Pacific Ocean. But Houston is basically an Atlantean city now, sinking into the Gulf of Mexico. Satellite photos that are on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com show it from satellite that you can see. It looks like there's an inland bay now, basically. We've got radar on screen right now. Flood of a lifetime, 50-plus inches. Harvey dumps 15 trillion gallons of water. It was 11 trillion. Landmark event. Army Corps opens dams. Dramatic before and after photos. We've shown you that. FEMA expects 550,000 victims, 30,000 in shelters. Why wasn't the city evacuated? That's a good question. First orders given days after told people to stay. Leaders defend themselves. 12,000 Texas National Guard deployed. Cajun Navy mass mobilization. Just like Dunkirk, it's the average citizens taking charge that the police admit are doing 90% of the work. Because the cops can't handle something this big. The firefighters can't handle something. It's about the citizens working together, just like old civil defense. Island of fire ants. Oh, yeah, that's powerful. Fire ants are an aquatic ant that live in the marshes of the Amazon. And they got up here to Houston, it's reported back in the 40s. And they're battling looters, everything else, but there's huge balls of the ants get together. So the ones on bottom die, the ones on top live. And you'll see a huge ball the size of a basketball or bigger. Look at that photo. That's way bigger than a basketball. That's like five basketballs. And notice the queens get on top while the males sit on bottom and die. Talk about a survival instinct. Talk about science fiction. I tell folks that aren't from the South or areas that have fire ants what they're like. They don't believe me. That's why if stuff's flooding, some of the worst fire ant spikes I ever got when I was a kid, it'd be, you know, raining out for days, and I'd go down to the creek or the local streams or the lake, you know, to play with my friends. It's always great on a rain day when school would be out because of flooding. I'd go out, and a few times I'd be going through a creek or something, and boom, ball of fire ants hit you. It is unbelievable. Look at that. That is exactly what it's like. Well, that's it. So you've got this hell going on. This makes Katrina look tame in the number of people affected. Houston's 10 million. What's New Orleans, a million or something? But you're not going to see as much death because you've got the Cajun Navy, which is just citizens from all over the state, but particularly Louisiana, where they've got those type of boats and know how to navigate swamps, pouring in right now and saving people out of their houses who were told, don't worry, stay in your home or go up in your attic. But as the storm hit, firefighters warned, you better take an axe with you because if the water starts rising, you're going to have to hack your way out. So what are we learning from this? The citizens working together is the answer, not a nanny state telling everybody to stand down. And boy, they're going to have trouble now blaming Trump for this. And they're really got a problem of all these images of whites, Hispanics, blacks, you name it, working together, saving each other. And particularly images of evil white Texans and Louisianans out saving black folks, Hispanics, and others. That image of people hauling each other into the boats, or that image about a month ago of the truck flipping and the families in it, and the black guys and the white guys pull over together and swim down in there and get the family out, get them out to safety, that image. The globalists hate that image because everybody's being affected together by these storms and by earthquakes and by volcanoes and by disease and by war and by crime and by bad economies. And Trump understands that and is really trying to give the globalists a run for their money. But he's surrounded by all these cowards who all want to hedge their bets and protect themselves and act like their establishment and run up the little white flag. Rex Tillerson is bad-mouthing Trump everywhere. McMaster's running him down in public. They're all doing it. I've got video clips today because they're cowards. They see the wall of demonization, the wall of peer pressure, the attacks, and they don't want somebody yelling at them at the grocery store. The Democrats have put the order out. Yell at people. Get in their face. Spit at them. Throw urine on them. Throw coffee on them. Attack them. And the average coward just wants to be in power. They don't actually want to fight for the people or stand up for something. So they're all rolling over except for Trump's wife and Trump's sons. But everybody else is rolling over with their big yellow bellies. They like walking the red carpet. But by the way, Trump's a rock star all over Asia. They respect him in the Middle East. They respect him in Eastern Europe, in Russia, in Latin America. They like him. They see what he's up against. They know our media is corporate. They know it's run by the bad guys. And they know that whole system's the corrupt Pope, everything. The Chinese communists are pointed at our president. How could I not want to fully support him? Because this is everything I've ever wanted to do, is stand up against peer pressure and do what's right. Trump reportedly called Gary Cohen, the poor baby, a globalist to his face. Thinks Rex Tillerson is too establishment. Yeah, The Week magazine is reporting that. Absolutely. And then they all threaten to quit and leak stuff to the press, you know, about Trump. What a pack of cowards. While he's up there taking all the lies, taking all the attacks, having all his businesses attacked, being sued thousands of times, watching his wealth destroyed. But he knows he's getting the real wealth of restoring the republic for the future and standing up to a bunch of parasites that when they're finally defeated, whether Donald Trump lives to see it or not, he's going to go down as the second George Washington if he stays the course. But let's get back to the big news. Texas governor, major split over whether Houston needed evacuations. How about Democrats order stand down in Houston? Why? Because they wouldn't work with Republicans and they want to make the disaster as bad as possible because they know the corporate whore media will blame it on Trump and Governor Abbott, period. I bet my bottom dollar there's even emails to the different foundations and the Soros group and others and the Democrats at Podesta, because we've seen them in past events order stand downs and do things like this to try to make people look bad. I mean, why else, when all the meteorologists are saying storm of the century, maybe the storm of the last 500 years, it's going to totally flood the city, it's going to T-bone it, it's going to stall, we believe because of pressure systems, pressure maps over Houston. It stalled there for 3 days. It may be there for two more days as a tropical storm. Dumping feet and feet and feet every few hours. And they don't even issue a voluntary evacuation. And they were real pissy to the governor about it back on Thursday and Friday. Oh, why do we even do that? Don't tell us what to do, Abbott. That is sensational. But you watch when they start finding the dead bodies and the response bogs down. Because how do you respond to something this big? It's not going to go perfect. Can you imagine if they didn't let the tens of thousands of boats in there of citizens doing the right thing, going to rescue people, just like their grandpas and parents got saved by other folks when they got flooded? Don't you know it could bring the economy down to have a Houston stalled, the refinery stalled, and millions of people stuck in their houses? Millions, millions and millions of 10 million people. They're saying maybe 2 million evacuated. You got 8 million people cut off. The store is empty, a virtual hellhole, and if it wasn't for Trump and the governor standing back and saying, let the citizens in, free market-wise, this thing would be 100 times worse. But you watch. In a couple days, you're going to hear it's Trump's fault. It's already started. And as they find the dead bodies, they're going to put people on TV bitching that FEMA didn't get there quick enough, as if FEMA could always just be there for whatever you wanted it to do. Well, it's really set up to have a COG takeover of government. Trump is actually using it to help, but he sat back and waited for the governor to ask. He didn't come in like they did in New Orleans, again, a Democrat city, and have a federal takeover. A split between Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner over whether the metropolis should have been evacuated is raising questions about officials' response to the damaging floodwaters as the catastrophe continues to engulf the region. Mr. Turner, a Democrat, and other local officials urged residents to stay in their homes, as Hurricane Harvey, which has since downgraded to a tropical storm, approached Houston Friday. But even as Friday's news conference, Governor Abbott, a Republican, suggested otherwise, even if an evacuation order hasn't been issued by your local officials, if you're in the area between Corpus Christi and Houston, you need to strongly consider evacuating. A tornado is coming right for your house, and it's like saying, go play in your front yard. That's what the Democrats are saying. Abbott's like, get to your storm shelter or get to a bathroom, get away from windows. The Democrats are like, oh, shut up, you Republican pig. Everything's fine. Everybody, go out, have a party. By Sunday, the storm had poured as much as 24 inches in 24 hours onto areas that had been soaked the previous day. Five fatalities and reported. It just goes on from there. A total gigantor train wreck, car wreck. And you've got the Democrats now in the news defending themselves. Unbelievable. Leaders defend. Houston area officials defend decision not to evacuate ahead of Harvey. Nonsensical thing to do. Yeah, guys, grab me that video. I want to play that. a nonsensical thing to do. Houston Chronicle, New York Daily News. Isn't that just cute? We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get into this more, and then I'm going to get into all over the EU and all over the UK. They're taking Christian children and giving them on purpose to the most hardcore burqa-wearing Muslims, because that's what you do in the U.S. and the U.K., is in Democrat-run cities, the Muslims don't work. Sometimes they own a business. But what they do is they have foster kids. It's a big joke. Not in this case so far, but in others, they sell them into sex slavery, you name it. And, I mean, we're talking about 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kids that were with their parents because, you know, mom was drinking and driving or something. Well, they take the kid away, and then you go to a Muslim household, a burqa goes on your head, your cross is taken, and you are taught how to live the halal life. That's Times of London. Christian child forced into Muslim foster care. Boom. Infowars.com right now. Right now. And I've had members of parliament on from the UK, liberal members of parliament, going, Alex, you got to see it. It's mainly Muslims in the government system. They're the foster care, they're the truancy officers, they're the CPS. So they come, find that you've done wrong, and then they, and we're like, oh, don't be Islamophobic. And, oh, in England now, and in the U.S., you're being kicked out of college or you're getting in trouble if you criticize ISIS. That's now officially Islamophobic. I'm not kidding. We'll do that. Stay with us.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back.
It's Alex Jones.
You know, the globalists are like gremlins. They're really good at taking things over and at sabotaging things and basically crapping all over it. And any city Democrats run just descends into hell overnight. New York, Chicago, L.A., D.C., Detroit, places like Seattle, beautiful city, great history, founded by super hardcore miners, fishermen, loggers, being super rough, way rougher than, you know, the classic Texas ethos that you think about of ranchers or something. Now you go there, it is like a fog of demon hangs over it. There's human feces everywhere, people cussing at each other, screaming at each other, just nasty. In amongst really nice people. The majority are really nice, but the per capita percentage, though it's a low number of nasties, maybe 2 out of 10 are like just, and I think it's the attitude of the heroin. They've taken so much heroin, a lot of them are off the heroin, but their receptors are all fried, and they're just super depressed. That's what heroin addiction does. It fries your brain. And it's like you want to see what an opium den nightmare Edgar Allan Poe's like. You add that with the rain, the dreariness, all of it of Seattle. You got a hateful group of people right there, buddy. And it's so incredibly sad that we've gotten to this point. And now Houston, big industrial, rough city, tough city, got a lot of family down there. Basically energized Texas, did a lot of the heavy lifting, still does. Kind of the engine of Texas is in the water. It's in the mud up to its axles. The Democrats are all over Facebook and Twitter celebrating it as if Texas is their enemy. They don't get if Texas was to actually collapse, the economy collapses that they're cheering for, that's going to hurt them as well. And the Democrat mayor and Democratic officials made fun of the governor. And they said, we don't need your help. The quote was, nonsensical thing to do to issue an evacuation order or to even recommend one. And they told the governor that he was nonsensical, it was just nonsense. That's why they have the evacuation corridors. That's why they have it all set up. But the mayor says it's nonsensical, and, well, he's the boss. You know, I say it makes a lot of sense to bring in 10 million military-age men under a UN program, put them in as the social workers, and start taking the Brits and the Germans and the Swedes' kids and putting them in Muslim households, like you're doing. I reported that 5 years ago when nobody else was, and I couldn't believe it then that Paul Watson was getting me members of Parliament on, because nobody would talk about how they were also taking the little girls and sexualizing them. And finally, 5 years later, that all broke. Some towns, up to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 little girls grabbed, raped, and the police will do nothing because a large contingent are Muslims. The others are pedophiles. And now the Sunday Times, Christian children forced into Muslim foster care. I'm spending 30 seconds doing this. I should have spent the whole hour. We need to fund our operation. We have a limited time mega special on Super Male Vitality. We'll have to stop it very soon because at this rate of sales, it will sell out because we're doing it 57% off Super Male Vitality. And that's off the regularly discounted price. That is unparalleled. Try it for yourself. Also, we have X2 and Selenium individually or comboed. 45% off, a massive sale. Free shipping on $50 or more. Sign up for auto ship initial 10% off. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're defending you. We need your support now more than ever. Thank you for your support. Today.